Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. A master of domestic drama has done it again. From the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Amazon charts, and number one Kindle best-selling author, Carrie Lonsdale comes No More Words, a novel. Her first book in a trilogy about love, betrayal, and the secrets families keep, called An Addictive Page-Turner, impossible to put down, intricately plotted. Her standalone and series books have been translated into 27 languages, including reaching over 2 million readers. Carrie is co-founder of the Women's Fiction Writers Association, resides in Northern California with her husband and 2 children. No More Words, a novel, suspense, romance, and drama from best-selling author Carrie Lonsdale. And Carrie joins us on This Week in America. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Looking forward to our conversation and talking about the book. Everybody is talking about the book. No More Words, the first book in the Carson family trilogy. So much drama, so much family heartache. Talk about the Carson family. Give us some background on the family.
Oh, well, there's a lot of dysfunction going on with that family. We have Dwight and Charlotte Carson, who probably are not your ideal parents, and their parenting style definitely leaves something to be desired. So it all, of course, the way that they parent leads to this tragic event that happens when the Carson siblings are in their teens, and then we see how this event has shaped them, their personalities, their behaviors, their fears, their habits later in their lives. And so each book features a different sibling. In the first book, No More Words, we get Olivia, who is the oldest, who suddenly finds this 13-year-old nephew she's never met before thrust upon her with her younger sister, Lily, nowhere to be found.
You know, it's interesting. Like, what, a 16, she's faced with a life-altering decision, basically abortion or adoption. And boy, the story takes off from there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So, and that's quite a decision to face there. And of course, we know just legally, parents can't make you decide when you're 16 and older the abortion or the adoption. But the Carson parents kind of gave her an ultimatum, and she realized that she was much better just leaving in general.
And she, like, disappears. I mean, nobody hears from her. They get a picture once a year of what Olivia does, a picture of the nephew. Suddenly, he shows up, and he doesn't speak well, does he? But he draws, and that, like, all of his drawings is sort of a clue what happened to the missing Lily.
Yes, and so readers will find out that there's a reason Josh, he can't read or write. He has difficulty speaking, but he tells these horrific tales through his artwork, which is what Olivia ends up using to find this sister that she hasn't seen since she ran away 16 and pregnant. And through that, too, you kind of see this relationship blossom between Olivia and Josh, Olivia's got this hardened heart, and she finally opens herself up in her home. And I think it's a really fun journey that the readers will experience.
We're talking with Carrie Lonsdale, best-selling author. Her new book, No More Words, a novel. You find it available at Amazon. You can go to Carrie's website, carrielonsdale.com, and we'll have that on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about how this all began. When you started, did you know this was going to be a trilogy, or one of those where you started and you thought, I got more than one book here, I'm going to do a series?
You know, this one actually did start out as a trilogy, and the story came to me as a trilogy. You take, for instance, the first trilogy I did, which is the Everything series. I wrote Everything We Keep, which was my debut, and I wrote it as a standalone book. But there was a particular character in there that a lot of readers fell in love with, including my editor, who said, okay, well, we can't leave this character in this situation. So book 2 came about, and then from there, book 3. So that one kind of evolved. But this one, the No More series, was definitely planned as a series. And so the first book, we have Olivia. The second book will be Lily's story. The third book will be Lucas's story, and the readers will slowly be able to piece whatever this tragic event was. They'll be able to piece together what really happened when they get each sibling's perspective.
Yes. From an author standpoint, does that give you a little more freedom? This is multi-layered. Now you've got three books to sort of peel back the layers. Does that give you a little more freedom as you're developing the characters and the storyline?
I don't know if it gives me more freedom, but it was definitely a bit of a challenge to write, because knowing it's a series and these aren't standalone books. The readers will really have to read it as a series in order, because what happens in book two won't necessarily make much sense unless you read book one. So from a plotting perspective, it was a fun challenge, because you have to make sure everything works. Because book two, No More Lies, there's a bit of time overlap, because book one takes place over the course of like 7 to 8 days. So there's 7 to 8 days in book two that I how to make sure really matched up with book one.
This is a psychological thriller, and you've really done a nice job in bringing that element out in the book. The first of the series, No More Words, a novel, Carrie Lonsdale, our guest on the program. That's very popular right now, the psychological thrillers. Why do you think that is? What do readers get from these?
Oh, well, they get a thrilling story, of course.
Yes, of course.
But more so... Of course, but more so, I think it's the unexpected. We love to see twists that we don't see coming, turns that take us down unexpected roads. But, you know, let's be real here. I think we all like to experience things or see people do things that we morally would not do ourselves, and we can live that experience through these
yes.
books that we write, which is, I think, why these psychological suspenses and thrillers can be pretty twisted.
Got about a minute left. I want to ask you about that, because for the reader, we take so much enjoyment in reading. We really enjoy where you're going to take us, because you don't know exactly where that's going to be. So we can't put the book down. We've got to squeeze an extra chapter in before we go to bed. As you're writing it, do you get as much enjoyment writing these as we get reading them?
I do. I really do, which is why I do it. But I will say, for me personally, the fast first draft is the most challenging part, and the part that I like the least, because it's literally like you're pulling this story out of you. But the best part, at least for me, is when I start the revisions and rewriting, because that's when the layering comes, and that's when I get to know the characters and really know what's going on with the story. And that's when, for me, the story really comes to life, and I get the most fulfillment out of it. But I will tell you, once my book has been printed and it is in book form, I don't read it, because by then I've read it 50 times.
It's like, move on, something else for me. I've got to go on with my life.
I'm on
here.
To the next book, or even the one after that.
Well, in No More Words, a novel, Carrie is characteristically has great characters, real emotion and depth. You'll find all of that in more from Amazon Charts and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Carrie Lonsdale, the first book in a trilogy about love, betrayal, and the secrets families keep. Information, of course, at Amazon.com. Carrie's website, CarrieLonsdale.com, and on our website as well. Carrie, a pleasure. Good luck with the book. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's been our pleasure.
Great.
Thank you. Carrie Lonsdale, our guest. The book, No More Words, a novel. You'll find it at Amazon.com. More on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.